been 9 weeks since the terrorist attacks of September, and Americans are still trying to absorb what happened. Some are looking for help, turning to a family member, a therapist, a friend, or a doctor. In a series of interviews, NPR's Elizabeth Arnold has been talking with people about how they're coping. Today, she visits an obstetrician.
In a country that looks familiar but feels altogether changed, Dr. Elizabeth Evans finds comfort in her work.
Delivering a baby helps everything in your life. I don't know what it is about it, and no matter how long you've done it, every time you deliver a baby, it is like a miracle. So if it's 3 a.m. and I come in for a delivery, when I leave that hospital, I'm always in a better mood than when I went in.
For 22 years, Evans has been taking care of women. Today, she saw 35 patients, a typical day in a not-so-typical time.
Patients, when they're pregnant, tend to be very in-focused, so they have a whole different perspective than most people.
For Evans, comforting women during times of stress is as routine as ultrasound. But since September 11th, the need for comfort has increased exponentially.
I try to relieve their anxiety and try to put it in perspective of, you know, what the real risks in life are. I mean, you know, truthfully, your risk is much greater of getting in your car and driving home from my office and getting in an accident than is bioterrorism or a hijacked plane.
Along with the usual fears, new mothers are worried about what would happen if they need to take antibiotics. Requests for antidepressants are up, along with medication to treat anxiety. But amidst all this caution, Evans believes something else is going on.
People will verbalize the fact that they're fearful of bringing babies into a world like this, but I actually think it has just the reverse effect and makes them want to. A lot of times when there are big events going on like this that affect people emotionally, you actually have more sex, which usually produces more babies. So we see a little blip in the birth rate.
Evans herself has a college-age son in New York City, and like any parent, she worries. Like any caregiver, she's just as susceptible to fear as those she's trying to help. Evans says she's been confronting the reality that hospitals and doctors are barely one step ahead of the public, and she's been boning up on infectious diseases.
Well, I wonder if I would recognize, like, cutaneous anthrax, because I've never seen a case in my medical career. So you have to wonder if you'd even know what you were looking at. But I think everybody's awareness is raised more. You know, I think that there's been so much publicity that I can't believe there's a physician in America right now that doesn't have anthrax on the brain.
She says without blinking, the world will never be the same and she'll never feel as secure. But here at the hospital, Evans, in her blue-green scrubs, belies none of this as she dispenses much-needed reassurance at every bedside.
It's just another thing to talk to my patients about and another way that maybe I can help them through this, another way to be supportive. I think no matter what happens in the history of the world, people will keep having sex and people will keep having babies. So I feel very, very secure that my job will always be around.
Elizabeth Evans is an obstetrician at Overlake Hospital.
Okay, here we go. We got a boy here. Yeah, he looks great. Congratulations.
Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.